I want to tell a story from the Bible. The title of my story is The First Sin. Man and woman continue to enjoy a good relationship with God in the garden. One day, the serpent came to the woman and asked her, "Did God say you should not eat from any fruit in the garden?" The woman answered and said, "We may eat from every fruit in the garden, except the tree in the middle of the garden, whose fruit gives understanding to good and evil. God said we should not eat it or touch it. When we eat it, we will die." The serpent told her, "When you eat it, you will not die. You will be like God, and you know what is good from evil." The fruit was looking so good, and since the woman desired to be like God, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to the man, and he also ate it. Immediately after they ate the fruit, they realized they were naked, and they ran and cut some leaves to cover themselves. In the evening, God visited as usual. When they heard the footsteps of the Lord, they ran and hid themselves. The Lord called out, "Adam, where are you?" Adam said, "I heard your voice and I was afraid and I ran and hid myself because I was naked." God said, "Who told you you are naked? Have you eaten the fruit I asked you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you gave me some and I ate it." Then God said to the woman, "Why have you done this?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate it." Then the Lord said to the serpent, "You are cursed because of what you have done. You will crawl on your belly and eat dust for the rest of your life." Then he said to the woman, "Because you disobeyed me, in pain you will give birth." Then to the man, he said to him, "Because you disobeyed me, you will suffer and sweat before you get something to eat. The land will grow thorns because of you." After he had punished them, the Lord killed an animal and used the skin to cover them, their nakedness. Then he sent them out of the garden and put an angel to guard it so that they would not have access back to the garden in order to eat from the tree of life. This is my story. Thank you.